Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation is what we want, children. May our Heavenly Father bless you all with good health and strength and provide us with lots of money. I'm hoping that he does what he said he was going to do. In the book of Genesis, he told his prophets that we would be slaves for 400 years, but after it ends, we will come out with a great deal of substance. So I'm asking him to do what he has said he would do. I pray that all the time that he will do what he says he will do. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Thank you so much. I'm your host. Thank you for listening to my program. I hope that I will say something of substance to you all for your benefit. I usually tell you to read Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verses 7 through 21, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And in there, you will find the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy, as well as in the book of Exodus. They are located in the Old Testament of the Bible. You read it for yourself so that you can get an understanding of it. If it takes you a long time. That's okay. You're doing it for yourself and trying to get saved. I will maybe read to you something that's in the Bible that you may have not heard before, as well as there are many things in the Bible that you should read, and don't let anyone tell you not to read the Old Testament. You should read the Old and the New. You don't want to be ignorant all your life. Some folks I listen to on the radio as well as on the TV, and I can tell pretty much who is learning and who is not. You should read the entire Bible more than once. I know that I have read it twice, and I'm reading it now for my third time, and I make mistakes all the time, just like today. Today's lesson, I want you sheep to turn your books to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll pick up at verse 25. That's where I will try to pick up, and there are a lot of words in chapter 1 that I cannot pronounce the words. And hopefully my Father in heaven will help me pronounce the words correctly, because I want you to say the words and read. When you read the Bible for yourself, you will be able to say the words correctly and not incorrectly. Yes, we really want salvation. We want to be delivered from sin and the consequences of whatever the sins are. I normally tell you, the sheep, that I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and that's what I'm going to do today. I want you all to know, if you don't know, that Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening. The morning time, the new day starts in the evening time. So you'll read that in the book of Genesis when you start reading. And don't skip anything, just like I may want to skip something. But, excuse me, sheep, I'm belching. I will not skip anything. I will just read to you. And if I mispronunciate the word, forgive me. I ask my Father in heaven to forgive me, because he told me to feed his sheep. And that's what I'm trying to do, feed you all, you sheep. So let us get started. I usually ask that you have your pen, paper, and pencil ready, just in case you want to write something down that I may state, and you that are technological savvy have what is called technological gadgets, like notebooks and pads and some of the other things that are out there where you can type it in or record it. So, and you can always record what I state to you all, as well as go back and listen to this program on Blog Talk Radio. That's the good thing about this program. You can record it later. So let's start reading 1 of Chronicles, spelled C H R O N I C L E S. I hope that's the correct spelling because I am not seeing very well. I have a large print Bible, but I'm getting old because I don't see as well as I did 3 weeks ago. I will try until it's my time to go. Let me read to you the book of Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 25. Eber, Pele, Raul, Sarah, Neighbor, and Terah. Abraham, the same, I should have said Abram instead of Abraham. Abram, the name of Abraham, the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are the generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Neighbor, then Kedar, and Bel, and I don't want to spell that to you all correctly, incorrectly. I need glasses, a better pair of glasses. Let me put 2 pairs of glasses on so I can see the word correct. Hold on one moment, please. So I can see the word. That's better. These are the generations, the firstborn of Israel. Nebaiot, that's spelled N-E-B-A-I-O-T-H, then Kedar and Adel, A-D-B-E-E-L, and Mibsam, spelled M-I-B-S-O-M, Mismar and Dura, D-U-M-A-H, and Missa, M-A-S-S-A, Hadad and Tima. Hadad is spelled H-A-D-A-D, and Tima is spelled T-E-M-A. Jura, J-E-T-U-R-A. The next name is Kima, that's spelled T-E-D-E-M-A-H. These are the sons of Ishmael. And the sons of Keturah, Abraham, concubine. She bare Zimran, Z-I-M-R-A-N, and Joshan, J-O-K-S-H-A-N, and Medium, spelled M-E-D-A-N, Medium, M-I-D-I-A-N, and Ashbank, that's spelled I-S-B-I-S-H-B-A-K, and Shula. Shua is spelled S-H-S-H-U-A-H, and the sons of Jokam, Sheba, and Dedan. Sheba is spelled S-H-E-B-A, and Dedan is spelled D-E-D-A-N. This sons of Midian is spelled M-I-D Zion. And Ephan is spelled E-P-H-A. Spell it again. E-P-H-A-H. And Asper is spelled E-P-H-E-R. And Henock is spelled H-E-N-O-C-H. And Beta, spelled A-B-I-B-A. And it all. L-E-L-B-A-A-H. These are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. That should be Esau and Jacob's. Jacob's name was changed by God to Israel. The sons of Esau. Elizaphath, E-L-I-P-H-A-S, Raul, R-E-U-E-L, and J-E-U-S-H, and Jalem, J-A-S, excuse me, sheep. Let me spell it again. J-A-A-L-A-M, Jalem, and Korah, K-O-R-A-H. The sons of Elizaphath, Teman, and Omar, Jephthah, and Gatkin. Kinzar and Tina and Emily. These are the sons of Raul, Nathan, Sarah. Let me spell that. Simon and Miss Shah. Let me spell those two names. S H A. M-M-A-H and M-I-Z-Z-A-H. These are the sons of Zer, of Sar. Let me spell that for you. S-E-R-R, Tan, L-A-T-A-N, Shobal and Zion, Zebion, Z-I-B-E-N. Let me spell that name for you again. Z-I-B-E-O-N and N-I-A-N-A-H and Dishon. That's spelled D-I-S-H-O-N, Izar. E-Z-A-R and Dishan, D-I-S-H-A-N. These are the sons of Lotan, Hora, and Homan, H-O-M-A-M, and Timan, T-I-M-N-A. Was Lotan's sisters. The sons of Shobal, Alian, A-L-I-A-N, and Menahah, M-A-N-T-H, and Ebal, Tepa and Oman. These are the sons of Simeon, Ahanah, the son of Enar, Dishon, and the son of Aram, and Eshban, and Itran, and Shiran, the sons of Eber, Belham, Bilhan, and Zedan, and Jakan, Jakan, the sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aram. These are the kings of Asan in the land of Edom before the kings reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, B-E-L-A, the son of Beor, B-E-O-R, the name of the city was. When Bela was dead, Jacob, the son of Zihar and Orhar, reigned in his stead. Zihar is spelled Z-E-R-A-H, and Bozra, B-O-Z-R-A-H, reigned in his stead. And when Jobad was dead, Husham of the land of Chumites reigned in his stead. Husham is spelled H-U-S-H-A-M of the land of Chumites, spelled T-E-M-A. N-I-T-E-S reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad, H-A-D-A-D, the son of Bedad, B-E-D-A-D, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And his name of the city was Avot, A-V-I-T-A, where you see, A-V-I-T-H. When Hadad was dead, Shelhah, that's spelled Sam, S-A-M-L-A-H, of Maskeka, M-A-S-R-E-H, reigned in his stead. And when Samla was dead, Rule, Shuel, S-H, U-A-L of Rehobob, spell R-E-H-O-B-O-T-H, by the river, reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Bilhan, son of Achar, reigned in his stead. That's spelled B-A-A-L-H-A-N-A-N, the son of H-bar, E-C-H-B-O-R, reigned in his stead. And Belhaven was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead. Names of the city was Pia, P spelled P-A-I, and his wife was Methuselah, that's spelled M-E-H-T-A-B-E-L, the daughter of Mildred, spelled M-A-T-R-E-B, the daughter of Meshabad, spelled M-E-Z-A-H-A-B. Hadad died also, and the dukes of Edom were Timhah, Duke Elisha, spelled A-M-I-A-H, Duke of Jet, then spelled J-E-T-H-E-T-H, Duke of Adullah, spelled A-H-O-L-I-B-A-H, Duke of Elah, spelled, that may be Ella, E-L-A-H, Duke of Pinzon, P-I-N-O-N, Duke of Kenza, Duke Timon, Duke Melbar, Melody. Let me spell it. M-A-D. Excuse me, spell M-A-G-D-E-L, Duke Iron. These are the dukes of Edom. And you will have, maybe not have, difficulty in reading the names, but I had difficulty. And because, excuse me, I am Belgian. Excuse me. Chapter 2 is as difficult to read as chapter 3, as chapter 1 was. Let's read chapter 3 of 2 of First Chronicles. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, the sons of Judah, Onan, and Shelah, which three were born to him of the daughter of Shura, spelled S-U-A, the Canaanite, and the firstborn of Judah was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. So, things like that we do not want to miss. That's why we should read everything that's written. So you know that the firstborn of Judah was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bare Perez and Zerah. The sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez, Hezron, and Hemu. The sons of Zerah, Zimrah, and Ethan, and Heman, and Calco, and Dora. Five of them in all. The sons of Carmi, Asher, the trouble the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the things accused the sons of Ethan, as right, spelled A-G-A-R-I-A-H, the sons of Hebron that were born unto Jashamel, the sons Jashamel is spelled J-E-R-A-H-M-E-E-L, and Ram and Shulabah, that's spelled C-H-E-L-U-B-A-I. Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, spelled N-A-H, as prince of the children of Judah. And Nahshon begat Salma, S-A-L-M-A, and Salma begat Boaz, and Boaz got Obed, and Obed got Jesse, and Jesse got the firstborn, let me spell it for you, E-L-I-A-D, and let me spell this one for you too, A-B-I-N-A-B-A-D, the second son of Shema, S-H-I-M-M-A, the third, Rabbi, the fifth, spelled R-A-D-D-A-I, Ozem, the sixth, and David, the seventh, whose sisters were Zerah and Abigail. The sons of Zerah, Abisha, A-B-I-S-H-I-A, and Jaba, spelled J-A-A, she is spelled J-O-A-B, and Asamel, A-S-H-E-L, 3. The Abigail bore Amisha. The father of Amisha was Jetar, the Ishmaelite, and Caleb, the son of Hezron, begat children of Azurah, his wife. Let me spell it, J-E-R-I-O-T-H, the sons of these, Jesser and Sobo and Edron. And Edron begat Azubah, was dead. Caleb took to him E-P-H-R-A-P-H, which bore him Hur, H-U-R, and Hur but begat Uriah, and Uriah begat Bezalel, that's spelled B-E-Z-A-L-E, Haran went in to the daughter of Machir, spelled M-A-C-H-I-R, and father Gilead, who he married
when she was 80 years, and she bare him Sebub, that's spelled S-E-B-U.
Let me spell that again for you, Sheb.
That's spelled S-E-G-U-B. And Sebub begat Jair. That's spelled Jar, J-A-I-R, who had 320 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Jezer and Aram with the twins. Spell this word out for you. Seem like I forget how to pronounce the words that I know. I don't know why that is. T-O-W-N-S of J-R. From them with Kenneth, spelled K-E-N-A-T-H. In the towns of cities, all these belong to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that, Hezron was dead, and Caleb Ephrath. Let me spell it. C-A-L-E-B hyphen E-P-H-R-A-T-A-H. Then Absalom, Haran's wife, bare him Asher, and the father of Tekoa, T-E-K-O-A. The sons of Jezreel, firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, Bana, and Oren, and Zeman, and Ada. I have 4 minutes left to struggle with you in trying to pronounce the names. The sons of Jezreel, the firstborn of Haran, were Ram, and the firstborn of Bana and Ora and Ozem and Ahah. A-H-I-G-A-H. Tamil had also another wife whose name was Atara, spelled A-T-A-R-A-H. She was the mother of Onam, that's spelled O-N-A-M. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jezreel, were Maaz, M-A-A-Z, and Jasbi's sons of Oman, O-M-A-N, were Shelmiah and Jada.
Shelmiah.
It's spelled S-H-A-M-M-A-I. And Jada, the sons of Shelmiah, David, A-B-A-N-A-B-A-B, and Abishur, A-B-I-S-H-U-R. These names of the wife of Abishur was Ahil, A-B-I-H-A-I-L. She bore him Himnan, B-A-N, and Molid, M-O-L-I-D. And let us stop right here at verse 30 of chapter 2 of Chronicles. Verse 30. So we will pick up from here Friday. I have two shows that comes on air. Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and again on Fridays at 5 p.m. So let's have, I am Belgian. Let's have a closing word, a prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for allowing me to have this program. Also, thank you for your protection day and night from the evil one. The evil one is attacking. Let me be the winner of these attacks. In Yeshua's name, I pray. Better known as Jesus. In the book of James, that's located in the New Testament, chapter of the Lord's will, I will be with you this Friday. In his name, that's my closing prayer. Father, thank you for blessing us with good health. And sheep, I want you to remember to read Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, as well as 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show yourself approved. My program has gone on. Thank you all for listening. You could have been elsewhere, but you were not. You were with me. And I thank you so much. Until next time, my Father in heaven loves you. I love you, but he loves you more.
Cause he loves and his will.